with me now in the Wellington studio to talk about this a bit further, Eric Crampton, the head of research at the New Zealand Initiative. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how exactly is this going to work?
Well, we'll have to see in the discussion papers. It's not going to be easy. In Canada, for example, if you buy things online from the US that are services, you're supposed to self-declare on your tax forms how much you spend abroad. That should have been subject to GST, and then voluntarily pay that. In the United States, you have something similar. In different states, they have different sales taxes. You're supposed to disclose how much you spent on online purchases and then pay that to your state tax authority. Compliance is pretty weak.
It sounds like an awful lot of hard work for someone who's just interested in perhaps getting a few bits and pieces here and there from overseas to actually keep a record of that for a year.
Oh, sure. It'd be a nightmare. I don't expect there'd be very high compliance. You can imagine for outfits that have a physical presence in New Zealand, if Apple does, or if Netflix were Netflix NZ had a New Zealand incorporation, you could tax that. But otherwise, it's pretty hard to tax entities that are not incorporated here. For goods at the border, it gets even harder because you have the hassle cost where goods can get held up at customs if you use bad ways of trying to tax it at the border. And that's why we already have that $400 threshold.
So are people going to look at this and probably try to find ways around it? So instead of subscribing to Netflix New Zealand, just go to the US version and find a workaround there, that kind of thing?
I expect that those who want Netflix US are probably already there because the content is about three times better than the domestic offering. I doubt that many people would shift because of the GST, but it might make them think about it a little.
As for collecting GST at the border, which I guess in large part there will be quite a lot of parcels coming in, That's going to create an awful lot more work.
It would. And customs works on a cost recovery basis so far, and that's why they impose fairly substantial fees just for running the transaction. If you bring something across that's higher value, it's about $40-$50 in just one-off transaction fees in addition to the GST. And that can be fine if you're buying a $2,000 computer or something, but if you're buying a $10 t-shirt and then you're hit with $40 or $50 in processing fees, that might deter you from trying to buy things online and deter you in ways that aren't really efficient from an economic perspective.
So if this is something that the government actually wants to crack down on, then it should be made to be easy to do.
Yeah. The key here is finding ways of implementing GST at the border that aren't a huge hassle for consumers or for foreign shippers. And there's a lot of wishful thinking that goes on. Some people imagine that a nickel and dime outfit in the U.S. would be more than happy to register with a tiny foreign government and collect taxes on their behalf. And that's just nonsense. You might imagine Amazon being willing to do it, but the idea that they then put on a sticker indicating that taxes are paid and that all the other goods are going to be held up in advance of it, it's going to deter a lot of online shopping to the detriment of New Zealand consumers and to the detriment of New Zealand prices for people who aren't shopping online currently, because that helps to keep prices down here for everybody else.
Thank you very much for your time today. Eric Crampton, head of research at the New Zealand Initiative.